Good morning. This is Eileen Epps Hamilton with In the Word Ministries, and I'd like to welcome you to this week's edition of Morning Reflections, where we help you begin your day with God. Today is the first day of Advent. Advent is the period before Christmas in which we celebrate the first advent of the Christ child. Advent comes from the word Adventus, which means arrival or coming. We as Christians participate in Advent to celebrate not only Christ's first arrival to our world, but also in anticipation of his second coming. Christ's second advent will mark the end of time as we know it today, and the beginning of our eternal state where we will live forever in the presence of the Lord. For the next few weeks, I'd like to share special readings from writers and other theologians with regard to Advent. Today we begin with F.B. Meyer, and his writing is entitled Walking in the Light. The scriptures come out of both the Old Testament and the New Testament, beginning with Genesis 1:3. God said, "Let there be light," and there was light. Ephesians 5:8, "Ye were sometimes darkness, but now are ye light in the Lord. Walk as children of light." St. Paul makes use of this passage in Genesis when he says that God, who commanded the light to shine out of the darkness, has shined in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. He seems to go back in his experience to that remarkable vision on the road to Damascus when the light shone and he saw the face of the Lord Jesus. It was as though he had passed through the experience of chaos while kicking against the goad of conviction. And at that moment, which he could never forget, God said, "Let there be light." Looking up, he saw the light of the glory of God reflected in the dear face that looked down on him with love. It was life out of death. Light replaced darkness, and peace chased away the last vestige of storm. This is ever the result and climax of the work of the Holy Spirit in our hearts. He leads us out of darkness. He takes of the things of Christ and shows them unto us. His one aim is to glorify our Savior and to make him the Alpha and Omega of our faith, as we walk in the light. When I was in Tasmania, I was shown a great mountain range on which was a vast lake, 52 miles in circumference. The overflow yielded a perennial waterfall of 1,000 feet, the force of which was translated into electricity, which made light and power cheap for great factories and domestic needs. "It seemed to me," says F.B. Meyer, "as though a thought came to mind that the great sheet of water resembled the love of God in its longing to help mankind, that the descending waterfall might be taken to illustrate the incarnation of our Savior, who was the sent one of the eternal Trinity, and that the electric current, invisible but mighty, was typical of the Holy Spirit, who brings to our hearts the light and power of the divine nature. The lesson is obvious, that as the manufacturer or scientist invents machinery to meet the conditions on which alone the electric current can do its work, so must we learn to adapt ourselves to receive and transmit the power and light of God, which comes to us through our union with Jesus." F.B. Meyer closes with this prayer: "May the Holy Spirit keep us ever walking in the light of thy countenance. May he fill our hearts with the sense of your nearness and loving fellowship. Order our steps in your way, and then walk with us, for in thee there is no darkness at all. That's it for today, and I look forward to sharing with you next week a new reading for Advent season. Before I close, I would like to offer you an invitation that if you have not accepted Jesus Christ as your Savior and have a personal relationship with Him, I invite you to do that today, so that you also will be able to walk in that glorious light and partake of that divine nature that will give you the power to be all that you can be. Please go to our website, itwministries.org, and you'll find the tab noted, an invitation. Click on that invitation and then make that decision for Christ today. Also, while you're on our website, we've just published our 2020 Advent devotional reading, a series of scriptures and reflective exercises for you to do as you experience Advent. One writer described Advent this way, that it is an opportunity to reset Jesus Christ as the center of our lives. And we feel that the devotional readings and your time spent with Him will help you to do just that. So that's it for us today. We thank you for following us today. Please share this podcast with friends and family, especially the Advent devotional readings. And we look forward to being with you next week on Morning Reflections. Bye-bye.